the 911 address is not available. Staff would note that the Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on April 6th. At the time, they deferred for further consideration. At their meeting on April 12th, they recommended approval for the conditional use for reasons 1 through 8. Thank you.
Any questions from council? If not, it's the applicant or Mr. Fuquay available.
Yes, thank you. Good afternoon. For the record, my name is Jim Fuquay, and I represent the applicant, PJM Properties. With me is Mike Ferrari, who is the owner of the company. I did submit a small exhibit pack that I'll refer to. This application requests the amendment of two conditions that were placed on conditional use 1106, and that conditional use was approved on May 23rd, 1995. That conditional use authorized the use of a 5.7-acre parcel of land located on the north side of Williamsville Road, approximately 2,500 feet southeast of Route 54, for boat storage and boat-related services. The requested condition amendments are to permit basically the reasonable expansion of the business. The original applicant and owner was Eric Ritter. And Mr. Ritter operated the business for about 20 years on the site. He sold it to Mr. Ferrari's company in November of 2016. As you can see from the board, there is an entrance from Williamsville Road onto the property. There's a repair shop in the front, and the boat storage area is to the rear. Those areas use about 50% of the site. You can also see that on the right rear side of the property, there's a large open area, and that actually is separated from the existing boat storage area by an old spoils area, just where spoils were placed. The open area to the right is the area to be utilized for the additional boat storage. I did submit in my exhibit some aerial photos from 1997, 2007, and 2017. And you can see from those photos that there's been a continuous use of the site over that time period. And you can also see that the number of boats stored on the site vary significantly depending on the time of year. And as with most boat storage yards, the majority of the storage is seasonal use, not daily or weekly. Owners bring their boats to the yard in the fall to be winterized, covered, and stored. They return in the spring, remove the boats, put them in the water. Some of them return to trailers to be stored for the summer. And then in the fall, they repeat the process, putting the boats back into storage. So it really amounts, for the most part, to 4 trips in and out per year for the seasonal storage. The original conditional use approval was subject to 8 conditions. The 2 conditions that are requested to be modified are conditions number 8 and conditions number 5. In the original approval in 1995, conditional 8 limited the number of boat storage sites to 108, and we are requesting that condition be changed to not more than 300 boat storage sites. Exhibit C, I'm going to mention that I did submit in the exhibits a proposed new site plan, and you can see that basically is the unused area is the area where the additional boats would be stored. The original conditional use actually approved conditional use permission for the entire 5.7-acre site. So the use is permitted on the land. It's only the increase in the storage sites that is being requested. The reason for the requested increase is fairly straightforward. Mr. Ferrari's business has been successful, and successful businesses continue to grow for 2 reasons. If a business provides quality service, more people will use it based on that reputation. And as I said, this business has been operating for over 20 years at this site. And second, businesses also grow as a result of increased demand, and that is more people wanting the service. And I think everyone would acknowledge that the population of this area has undergone incredible growth over the past 20 years. The obvious example would be the Americana Bayside RPC, a section of which actually borders the rear of the property. Americana Bayside alone accounts for over 1,700 approved residential units, and over half of them have already been built. And many of the new residents, seasonal residents and year-round residents of the area are recreational boaters who will use the facility. So it does serve the recreational needs of area residents. The other condition we're requesting to be modified is condition number 5. And what that stated was that the repair building on the site shall not exceed one story or 30 feet in length. So it didn't address the size of it, it just addressed the height of it, basically. Mr. Ferrari proposes to construct an additional new building. The new building would be 50 by 80 feet. It would be located immediately to the front of the existing building. Between the two buildings would be a covered canopy area and a concrete pad. The new building will be in compliance with condition number 5, and it will not exceed one story 30 feet in height. And quite honestly, I think the new building would actually already be permitted under the current conditions, particularly if it was attached to the existing building. But to avoid any confusion in the future, we wanted to fully disclose the planned improvements to the site and to modify condition 5 for clarity purposes. The site is currently served by on-site septic system and on-site well. County sewer and central water are now available for connection to this site, and they will be utilized as part of the new proposed construction of the site. Mr. Ferrari has considerable experience in the boating industry. In addition to this site, he also has a boat storage area near Selbyville, and he also operates the Harpoon Hannah's Marina on Route 54. Most of the business's repair work will be done at the Harpoon Hannah's Marina site, so this site would be predominantly for boat storage. The way the storage operates, there is no public access to the actual boat storage area. Customers bring their boats to the site, but all entering and exiting of the boats from the to the storage area or from the storage area are actually done by business employees, not the customers. Mr. Ferrari indicated that he thought approximately 98% of the use will be for winter storage. The existing conditions already require that the storage area be fenced and the security lighting be indirect, so those conditions will be included on the new storage area. And as Janelle stated, the Planning and Zoning Commission did unanimously recommend approval of the amendments to conditions number 5 and 8. So in conclusion, as I said, the conditional use has been in operation for over 20 years. There is a significant unused clear area that is appropriate for the use, and as I also said, is already authorized for the use by the original conditional use approval. Over the past 20 years, the population has increased, and the need and demand for this additional boat storage area has been established. And I think logically, the expansion of an existing boat storage area is preferable to a new location for a boat storage area. It seems to be the natural, appropriate place for it. So for the reasons stated and based on the findings of the Planning Commission, we would request your approval of the amended condition as recommended by the Commission. And Mr. Cole, I know you weren't here at the beginning, if you had any questions about maybe what I didn't present, although you probably are very familiar with this because you actually made a motion in 1995 to approve this for Mr. Ritter.
Why do you always remind me of what I've done in the past?
Well, I've had such a seldom occasion to say that you recommended approval.
Jim, I'm looking to the future, not the past.
Are there any questions from council? Any questions from council? Not. Mr. Fuquay, do you have anything else to add?
No, that ends my presentation.
Okay. Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone in favor? Seeing none. Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter. Council desires to close the public record.
We'll close public hearing. It's okay with council, close public record. Ask Mr. Moore, read a short title.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district to amend conditions of approval for conditional use number 1106 to be located on certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 5.706 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning zoning numbered 1 through 8.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett. Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
I think based on the planning zoning's recommendation, the public record, and the testimony and the lack of any opposition, I will vote in favor of per planning zoning's recommendation.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote yes on P&Z's recommendation, and it's already been used in the past, so I don't see any real concerns about this.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Cole?
Yeah, I believe because it's had a history of the same use, and it now is using the entire site. It's an appropriate use, and I'll vote yes.
I agree. It's appropriate use. I agree with planning and zoning recommendation. I'll vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next, Mr. Moore.
Yes, the next hearing is change of zone number 1848. Ms. Cornwell?
Thank you. This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, containing 22.53 acres, more or less, lying on the southeast corner of East Redden Road and DuPont Boulevard. The tax parcel is District 135, Map 6, Parcel 10. The 911 address is 18864 Redden Road, Georgetown. Staff would note the Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on April 12th. At that time, they deferred the item. At their April 26th meeting, they recommended approval for reasons 1 through 8. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Fuquay.
Again, for the record, my name is Jim Fuquay, and I represent the applicant, Keller and Joanne Hopkins. With me is Keller Hopkins and also Frank Key of Solutions IPEM. Again, there was an exhibit book that was submitted for the record. This is an application seeking to rezone a 22.5-acre parcel of land from AR1 to CR1. The property is located on the northeast side of Route 113 and the southern side of East Redden Road. The parcel is mostly cleared land with a small wooded area located at the southwest corner. There is an existing residential structure fronting on East Redden Road, and there are no state or federal wetlands located on the site. On the west, the parcel borders Route 113 and two other parcels that front on Route 113. On the north, the site is adjacent to East Redden Road and the rear of four lots located to the rear there. There's wooded land located across East Redden Road from the site. The land to the east is wooded with railroad tracks further back. And the south boundary is partly adjacent to woodlands that I believe are part of the Redden State Forest. And the remainder of the southerly boundary borders a land that is in C1. There are several properties to the south of this site fronting on Route 113 that are zoned commercial. And there is a commercial property located on the west side of 113 at the bottom of the screen there. The rezoning of this site would be an appropriate natural extension of the existing commercial zoning on the east side of Route 113 and basically would extend that commercial zoning up to the 113 East Redden Road intersection. This property was chosen for a specific purpose, and that is the relocation of the applicant's existing business. Mr. Hopkins owns Hopkins Construction Company, which is currently located on Rifle Range Road near Bridgeville. The company does mainly construction site work for construction of sewer and water infrastructure and dewatering, and some construction equipment rental under the name Delaware Rental Equipment Company. The applicant intends to relocate his business to this proposed site for two reasons. The current site near Bridgeville is approximately 7 acres, and basically more room is needed for the business. The second reason is that about 95% of the work the company does is predominantly located on the eastern side of the county, which makes travel to and from Bridgeville inconvenient as well as adds expense. Now, this particular site was chosen for a number of reasons. The site is located a few miles north of Georgetown, making it centrally located in Sussex County, and as I said, closer to the majority of the business job sites than the applicant's current location. The site is located adjacent to Route 113, which is one of the principal arterial roads in Sussex County. Major arterial roads are an appropriate location for commercial uses. And in fact, as I mentioned not too long ago, large-scale commercial uses must be located on major arterial roads. This, of course, is not a major commercial use, so the impact of this is much less than a large-scale type use. Another reason is that the parcel is large enough to accommodate the current and future needs of the applicant's business. As you know, if this application is approved, it will be subject to a future site plan review by the commission. However, there was a at least conceptual site plan that was submitted to assist in explaining the applicant's proposed use of the site. The plan that was submitted basically shows that the plan is to construct a new office and shop on the site. The shop is actually used for the maintenance and repair of the company's vehicles and equipment. There would also be a large construction yard for parking and storage of the construction equipment, trucks, and materials. The yard would be fenced, and appropriate landscape buffer would be planted along the northeast boundary at the rear of the four lots that I mentioned. There is also an existing dwelling located on the site along East Redden Road. That house is currently being repaired and remodeled, and the applicant intends to reside in that home. The plans right now are that the business would utilize approximately 17.5 acres of the 22-acre parcel, and that would leave 5 acres for future expansion or development. Another major consideration in choosing this site is that there are a number of commercially zoned properties adjacent to and immediately south of the site. The commercial zoning and use of this site is a natural extension of that existing commercial zoning and is in character with the commercial zoning in the area, particularly along the Route 113 frontage. As I mentioned, the site's location on a major arterial road adjacent to other commercial zoned lands results in the site being inappropriate for residential development and appropriate for commercial type use. As you know, the purpose clause of the CR1 zoning district states that the purpose of CR1 zoning is to provide sufficient space and appropriate locations for a wide variety of commercial and miscellaneous service activity, generally serving a wide area, located particularly along certain major thoroughfares where a general mixture of commercial and service activity now exists. And we believe that our site is in accordance with the purpose clause of the CR1 district. The final consideration in choosing the site, and this I think is of significant importance, is that the Route 113 East Redden Road intersection is a controlled intersection. It is already served by a traffic control signal. Now, as to the traffic impact, DelDOT indicated in its letter of August 16, 2017, that it would not require a traffic impact study at this time, and that the need for a TIS would be evaluated when a land development plan was finalized. In addition, since the site is adjacent to Route 113, it is subject to DelDOT's Corridor Capacity Preservation Program. The main goal of the CCPP is to minimize driveway access points along Route 113. Since this site has significant frontage on East Redden Road, access to the property will be from East Redden Road, not from 113, and that would be in compliance with the CCPP. The site will be served by water by an on-site well. There is currently a on-site septic system for the existing dwelling, and obviously there's more than enough area available for expansion of that on-site system. The site is not in a county sewer district. However, the applicant will explore the possibility of connecting the county sewer with the county engineering department since service is available in close proximity to this site. Stormwater management and sediment control areas will be approved and constructed in accordance with DENREC regulations. At the planning and zoning hearing, Mrs. Kim Lee Hines, who owns the 68-acre across East Redden Road, which I believe is the wooded parcel, spoke in favor of application. She did indicate that she had a prior commitment and could not be here today. And again, as Janelle stated, the Planning and Zoning Commission unanimously recommended approval of the application. So again, for the reasons stated and the findings of the Planning and Zoning Commission, we do request your approval, and we will be happy to try to answer any questions you may have.
Any questions from council?
The large red area, what's it down there now? I'm trying to... what's existing there, those commercial spots? I'm trying to...
I think there's some... What is like a physical therapy?
It's a pain...
Pain management. Pain management. Pain management.
And there was the old Red and Sporting Goods that was also in that area, too.
All right, right, right.
Any other questions?
Yeah, Mr. Fuhr, quick question. And just, I'm somewhat confused here, but I saw in the commission's hearing that it reports where the commission found that Kimley Hines spoke in favor of the application. Ms. Hines stated she owned 68 acres across the street, and she was told Mr. Hopkins would maintain the road. What road is he going to maintain?
Yeah. I think she, it's just off the board here, but there's a little subdivision there.
Okay.
Right in here. You can see the entrance road that goes in there that separates the wooded piece from those. I think he's already maybe you can tell him what it is. Just introduce yourself.
Yeah, I mean, what's that got to do with that? There's no connection to the property, says there.
For the record, Keller Hopkins. So she had a conditional use, I think it's probably expired, directly across the street, East Redden Road, from where this property is.
This area right here. This is the lane. I'll repeat this. This is the lane she's talking about. It goes all the way back here.
I had some crushed concrete that I'd crushed on a job that I want to put on the site, and I asked her if I could temporarily put it across the street so that as soon as I got either this or condition or some way to use it, that I could put it across on my property. And she offered to rent the property from her. She said she'd prefer for me to grade her lane. So I graded her lane. Actually graded it a couple times, but yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I might continue to grade it for her, as the time goes on.
It didn't have anything to do directly with this.
I was curious about what kind of road he was going to name.
Again, she was just pleased with Mr. Hopkins. So
there you go.
Any other questions from council?
The 5 acres you're reserving on the corner.
There's no, again, if you see the site plan.
Yeah, I was going to say, it doesn't appear that it's needed for the Hopkins construction. It just, it's a big unknown.
Right. The question before you is this appropriate for commercial zoning?
Well, what says future commercial is what
I say that that's also on piece of property. The office is on that piece of property, right?
The building, the old house.
What it says office, existing dwelling that you're redoing is included in that 5 acres.
The 5 acres is up in the corner here.
Mm-hmm.
And the buildings are going to be built here. This will be the storage yard. 5 acres reserved, as I said. There's no plans for that right now. It would be available for future expansion for Mr. Hopkins' business. He gave some thought to maybe putting, as I mentioned, he has a rental business, an equipment rental business, maybe doing that there, but there are no plans for that at this time.
Okay. Any other questions? If not, do you have anything else, Mr. Fuqua?
No, I do not.
Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone speaking in favor of this application? Seeing none, is there anyone here today like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition to this application?
Good afternoon, Paul Rigger, 18171 Deer Forest Road. This isn't in as far as a strong opposition. Just with the 22 acres going in the full commercial for the whole entire property under CR1, with all four corners of that area, 113 and Redden Road and Deer Forest connecting, if one corner goes commercial, is that set precedent for all four corners to eventually go commercial up there to continue past the first light past Walmart going north on 113? With those properties, I don't know how exactly, but the one directly is another big acreage property. But with the 22 acres, and then during your last Overbrook hearing, when it comes to commercial, I don't understand too much. But you had said something at the hearing about 600 feet back. Now, that 22 acres in both directions is more than 600 feet for commercial. Is that the standard for not to go over 600 feet per setbacks for commercial property on 113 to 113?
We had that stipulation, or I mean, that was kind of the rule of thumb on what roads. Was it like 113 South?
So when zoning originally went into effect in the county, the county said you either going 600 feet or 500 feet out from the road. That's how they designated zoning for commercial zoning.
Right.
That's why there's 600 feet or 500 feet.
And that was done before those, that's when the maps were originally drawn, and they arbitrarily used a 600 feet depth on those properties that at that point weren't developed at all. They were still being used for farmland often.
Right.
And the other main concern is, and this I've brought up in the past, with Mr. Keller's construction site with the containers at his other location. I'd asked at one of the planning board meetings that came up when I was speaking about the code concerning the tractor trailer bodies being used for storage containers, whether they're structure or non-structure. With that amount of property and for bringing up all the storage containers up there, are they going to be, under with the commercial code, are they considered permanent structures? Is there a difference between like the regular lot across the street and one of the residential lots putting a 40-foot container versus him lining up a whole bunch of containers and just having that whole corner property turn into containers for all different storage and everything else right there on 113? I mean, you've done an excellent job on cleaning up 113. You've had a few issues there from the tire place going all the way down. Everything seems to be cleaning up nice. Just wanted to know whether it's going to turn into that, where there's just going to be a whole bunch of storage containers up there also.
Address, or is it going to be a structure facility? I'll ask her because we're not supposed to cross it. But storage containers, are they? What do we consider a trailer part of a tractor trailer operation?
Well, it would be a structure that would require a permit for either placement or something, and they would have to comply with setbacks.
They left trailers, as he's alluding to, and they're used for storage. They become structures.
Correct.
So they have to, you'd have to get a site plan showing?
Right, and if this change of zone is approved, it will go through a site plan process for any development. And
how about landscaping?
That would be subject to the site plan.
Is that subject to what they proffer, or can the commission?
The commission can dictate what the site looks like. They have some leeway in discretion in site plans.
This is one of the major roadways through our state, and the last thing we want to do is have it look like say, just a bunch of maybe things stored there.
If this is changed,
whether Mr. Hopkins owns it or somebody in the future, can the council say that we'd like to see some buffering and or, you know, landscaping to soften the harshness of that type of activity?
So currently, right now, the property is on 113, which falls into the combined highway corridor overlay zone, which has a minimum buffer requirement on the property. So it's a landscape buffer that would be along the 113 corridor.
Okay, so we can be comfortable after it leaves here that it will be addressed.
There's at least a minimum of a 20-foot landscape
type of use.
Buffer, yes, okay. on the 113 side.
Okay, but might want to put in the record that the council is concerned about screening of some of this, especially from those residential properties, the back of them. There should be some screening requirements.
Okay. Any other questions? Is there anyone else that's here today that'd like to speak in opposition to this application? Seeing no more, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter. And if council desires, close public record.
We'll close public hearing. It's okay with council to close the public record. I ask Mr. Moore to read the short title.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, containing 22.53 acres more or less, for the reasons given by planning zoning numbered 1 through 8.
Pleasure of council.
I make a motion to pass it.
Motion, Mr. Wilson, second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions on the motion?
I got one last question. On that 600 feet, is that anything in an ordinance form, or what is that?
No, it was just the original way zoning was designated when zoning went into effect in the county.
So, Everett, there's...
There was nothing that indicated 600 feet is a requirement for the depth of zoning. That was, in particular...
I know what it was. I'm just wondering, is there anything in our code referencing the 600 feet? Because we've used that a lot of times as rationale for different things over the past.
Yeah, in the past, though, it's been in cases where there has been the 600 and you're trying to maintain the same depth. In this case, it's based upon the parcel and the application. So, there's nothing in the code that I'm aware of addressing 600 feet. It was what was originally passed or implemented.
Okay.
Any more questions of council? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. And because it's in Mr. Wilson's district, he gets to vote first. Mr. Wilson.
I make a motion.
No, we made a motion, but you going to vote yes or no, and then why?
I vote yes.
Okay.
Because of what planning and zoning is came to real as, okay. as yeah, recommendation.
Okay.
It's okay.
Mr. Arlett.
Yeah, it is an appropriate location for commercial. I mean, major corridor throughout our county and throughout our state, it is an appropriate location for commercial parcel. Therefore, I will proceed with planning and zoning's recommendation and vote in favor.
Mr. Cole.
I'll vote yes for the reasons that P&Z used.
I also agree with planning and zoning's reasons, and starting on 113 should be commercial. I'll vote yes, motion carried.
Thank you.
Any motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Arlett, second, Mr. Cole. Any questions?
Nope.
Oh, wait a minute.
That piece of land in front of the house is always a lot of dirt dumped by State Highway. They dumped dirt there. Way up. How high is the dirt in there, Keller? At least 10 foot of dirt was stone was dumped in there right in front of your house by the State Highway.
No, that's he dumped
when
that.
When he did construction work years ago.
That was before he was born.
That's before he was born. That's before he bought it, I suppose.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
I'm talking about that.
We'll take the vote to adjourn,
yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson, your vote to adjourn is?
Yes, I hope.
Yes, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I mean, Mr. Carey, we're adjourned. Thank you.